McLaren. Now, this association of the graphic arts, if you want to call them that, with writing and language is an extremely old one. It goes all the way from primitive picture writing through the beautiful productions of the medieval manuscript makers to the lowly funny book. This association is probably an inherent one. It seems likely that some sort of picture making was coeval with language. The ancient Stone Age cave paintings are perhaps a case in point. It now seems clear that these were not primarily expressions of aesthetic feeling, but rather they were communicated religious and magical ideas that were of importance in that time. As you know, they run the gamut from very realistic representations of animals and sometimes men to the representation of fabulous animals that never existed. At least there is one in one of the caves at Lascaux, to the purely symbolic representation, which we do not understand at all. But obviously they were symbols that had a meaning, perhaps a kind of, they were perhaps kind of notes to help the priest or the magician in the conduction of his ceremony. This association has continued for a very long time. We find that while eventually the painter and the painting and depiction in one form or another of another became separated from literature, they still were pretty closely associated, because the great paintings, particularly the religious paintings, were after all merely the portrayal of a thought that was important in that time. They were illustrations of the priest's preaching. They emphasized what he had to say. This function of the artist as a conveyor of ideas is perhaps well exemplified, as well as the common origin of picture making and language, in the Chinese concept, in which they regard calligraphy and painting in the same category. Painting to them is just another way of telling a story in ink. Perhaps, again, one of the most important, or one of the events which had the greatest effect on subsequent history, was the development during the Renaissance of the reproduction of writing by means of movable type and of pictures by means of engravings and wood blocks. This made possible the dissemination